there's a festival coming up this next week, and probably you know of it. You've probably been, because it's in its 13th year, lucky number 13. Festival des Traditions du Monde is going full force from the very first day, which is next Wednesday, August 11th. It showcases all sorts of traditions. So yes, there is music, but there is also dance and food and handicrafts and workshops and fun. I mean, there's some sort of bungee jumping, extreme trampoline thing happening. So I don't know what culture is that a tradition of? But anyway, it's fun. It's fun. It's like global fun. Let's go bungee jumping. Ah, that gives me the willies. Thinking of bungee jumping, that's not my thing, but it might be yours, and you can do it at the Festival des Traditions du Monde. In a few minutes, less than a few minutes, Jean-Charles Doyon will be with us. He is the director general and has been since the beginning of the festival. Is it in its 13th year or its 18th? We will have to ask. Very exciting. Yes, I'm excited about it. Can't you tell? On the line now, I have Monsieur Jean-Charles Doyon, who is the director general of the festival. Monsieur Doyon, can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I am fine, and how are you?
Very good, very good. Still busy, but I'm okay.
Must be very busy.
Oh yeah, we are preparing everything, and now it's raining outside, but it's going to be sunny next week.
Yes, well, we're having all the rain this week.
Right? Yes.
And the rain doesn't matter, because you have a lot of tents, don't you, at the site?
Yes. Yes. That's right, we have a lot of tents. If it's raining, everything's happened. Again, no problem. We present all the show, and we have a big festival this year.
Yes, it's very exciting. Now, tell me, what year are you in for the festival?
I'm here since the beginning with the city of Fleurimont. It's beginning in 1998, and now we celebrate the 13th anniversary this year.
Wow.
And it's bigger than ever, because at the beginning, you know what? Only 8,000 people come at the PIF, and now it's more than 100,000 come at the festival, and the budget at the beginning, it's only $50,000. Now we arrive at the million.
Wow. So it's been steadily growing since the beginning.
Yes, it's an event. It's very popular, and the most important thing, you know, Julie, it's still free for everybody.
That's amazing. That's really amazing that you can keep presenting such a wonderful festival for free. I notice you have a lot of, like, commanditaire. You have a lot of help to put on this festival.
Yes, a lot of sponsors. That's the reason it's free.
Yeah. So you have a lot of community support for this festival.
Yes. You know, we have SOQ, we have Loto-Québec, Hydro-Québec, and also a lot of sponsor from town, like Boulangerie Georges, IGA, and that's the reason the festival is free. Some sponsors still arrive at the beginning of the festival. They're still there after 13 years, and it's very incredible.
It's a good sign. Can you tell, you say that the festival is getting bigger and better every year. So tell me about this year's festival. How is it bigger and better?
Yes, we have a lot of good programmation, and we have something special. The name is in French, Riyad des Genois. It's a people from Morocco. The real name is Malem. It's a group of Morocco men, and it came at the festival. We have Morocco have a festival they named Ganoua, and we try to present something here in the tent, and the people arrive, I think, next week, and all the week in the tent of Morocco tent, we have a lot of show, and it's very special.
So it'll be an opportunity for people to listen to the genuine form of this Moroccan music, Ganoua music, eh?
Yes, and you know what? Last year we built the tent, and we bought for $50,000 a lot of furniture, and it's very, very special inside that tent. And it's very important to come and see that during the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So you can go into this Moroccan tent, and you listen to music, and you experience part of the culture. Is that?
It's very special, and it's very traditional, and we also have a lot of programmation outside, like at the Sainte Belle, and we have also La Sainte Loto-Québec. We have Jeff Caranda, Roberto Linares Brown, a lot of show in the big, big tent. Maybe 3,000 people came at the tent and see the show. Mm. And we also have a sign extérieur, outside sign, la sign belle, with Alain François, Jam Experience Live. We're going to give to the people outside in the just before the show 200 of tam-tam. Everybody have a tam-tam to play with the band.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be special.
When's that?
It's Saturday night, and then the name of the show is Jam Experience Live.
Wow, 200.
At 10 o'clock Saturday night.
200 tam-tams.
200 tam-tam. The people could play the tam-tam with the musician and with the group. It's very special. You can see, if you go on YouTube and you write Jam Experience, you can see what's going to be happening.
Oh, very exciting. So Jam Experience on YouTube.
Yes.
Okay. So it's just an experience to go to the festival. No matter which day you go, you will discover something wonderful.
That's correct. You know, the people come every year. They come at the beginning of the festival because they want to come every day. Mm. They come earlier in the day. They go to the different restaurants. Sometimes you can eat in Italia. The day after, you can eat in Brazil. In Vietnam, we have 14 different restaurants. And the price for the meal is behind $8 to $12. It's not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, after that, go on the Bistro SAQ, buy a bottle of wine, and celebrating with friends and listen music.
Wow. I mean, there's everything to like about the festival.
Yeah. We have also, Julia, a big tent with 60 stands. Like, you can have stand from Africa, from Jamaica, and you can buy some jewel, some tam-tam, everything you can buy. And like I said, yeah, everything is free to come at the festival. We have also a lot of place for the family place. We have big inflate balloon to play. And it's a happening for all the family.
For the whole family.
Yep.
Just to get back to the food, I really like the food aspect. Okay. So there's about 14 different countries represented. And
That's correct.
I just wanted to ask you, do you like the food aspect too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't. It's not possible to me to have a favorite.
No.
I have to go everywhere. But, you know, you can choose different restaurants at different day. But all the restaurants, some restaurants work with us since the beginning of the event.
Hmm.
And you can find something good and something new also.
I remember last year I wanted to go to eat at the Côte d'Ivoire.
Oh, yeah, Côte d'Ivoire.
But the lineup was too long.
All the restaurants have a lineup.
Yeah.
You know? That's the reason you have to come earlier.
Yes.
And you can also take the bus in Sherbrooke, like Société de Transport de Sherbrooke. We have a lot of shuttle bus. Just go to the Cégep and you can park your car there and take the bus. Everything is free also.
Fantastic. So people can just visit the website, which is www.ftms.ca, correct?
Yeah. And you know what?
What?
The website is not bilingual, but it's trilingual.
Ah.
Spanish, English, and French. And it's better than me to see the website in English than Jean-Charles speak about the festival.
Oh, I've liked Jean-Charles speaking about the festival. I think that's
I do my best. Great. You know what? The problem, I don't practice a lot. But it's a pleasure to me to speak to all the fans you're listening tonight.
Well, it's wonderful for you to take some time. I know you're very, very busy, long days. So thank you very much, Monsieur Doyon. We are going to listen to Jeff Cavanda and have a great festival.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Jean-Charles Doyon. He is the Director General of the Festival des Traditions du Monde. And as he said, on Saturday night, there's going to be a jam experience, 200 tam-tams given out to people in the audience, and you can jam along. Oh, boy. that tent will be shaking. Another performer will be Jeff Cavanda, who's originally from the Congo, now lives in Belgium and loves coming to Quebec. Here's something from his CD, Tam Tam d'Exil. It is the title track. Whoop. Here we go. Jeff Cavanda knows how to get a party happening, and he will be part of the lineup at this year's FTMS starting next week. Normand Brathwaite will be honored on the Friday the 13th, lucky number 13 in the 13th year, for all the work he's done fostering tolerance and multiculturalism and building bridges between cultural communities. Yves Lambert will be there on Saturday. Yves Lambert, that trad musician extraordinaire who has been a member of the Butts and Souriantes and now has his own Bébert Orchestra. He has done a lot of work, cross-cultural work, especially with Moroccan musicians, so he'll be there. That'll be very interesting. And Monsieur Doyon, Jean-Charles Doyon, was referring to the Gnawa music of Morocco, which is a very interesting, has a very interesting history. It's a hybrid between the Arab and Berber styles of music and the North African music, when North Africans were brought in as laborers and intermarried and intermingled. And it actually has a history as a sacred music, a music of trance, a music of sacred rites and rituals and spirituality. So it's a very interesting, and you'll have some genuine performers of that Gnawa music, G-N-A-W-A music, which you can Google if you feel